Now, regarding sports nutrition, you know, this is a terminology that perhaps a lot of people don't understand. I myself have found that a lot of people equate it with sports medicine, but there's a real difference between the two, isn't there?
It's interesting because sports nutrition is, because it's a new field, it really is not equated with sports medicine. That's absolutely correct. It's really a mix of nutrition and exercise physiology. Now, the problem is, from an academic standpoint, there really are few programs in sports nutrition. In fact, if you look at the researchers who do their bread and butter research in this area, most of them tend to be exercise physiologists by training, and they learn nutrition sort of as an aside based on their biochemistry background. And I've always felt that if you have a good basic science background in physiology and in chemistry, that sports nutrition is sort of a natural offshoot of that. So, yes, sports nutrition is completely different than sports medicine, and particularly with the fact that there are many, many professions that get impacted by it. For instance, if you're a dietitian and you work with athletes, you deal with sports nutrition. If you're a personal trainer, people are always asking you about, you know, how to eat to improve body composition. If you're a strength coach at a university, clearly sports nutrition plays a role. If you're an academic professor, you know, typically there are courses now in sports nutrition, and you see really quite a few sports nutrition presentations at various scientific conferences. So at this point, and this is where ISSN plays such a huge role, we're trying to really mold, you know, the field of sports nutrition so that it becomes its own field. It's not just nutrition. It's not just exercise physiology. It's a combination of the two that by itself is a unique field.